This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Vampirism. There are thousands of forms of it. There's the physical act of drinking the blood. But almost all the forms that we see exercised are hurting the innocent, the youth, the beautiful. This cult that Hillary Clinton's connected to and these senators and leftists in the news and the arrest for women in cages and being branded was like beautiful models starving themselves down to anorexia so that this little weird control freak could come in and have them grovel and call him God. And you look at him and he just looks like a demonic, weak, pathetic worm that nobody want to be around. But Hollywood's like a big bug zapper that the moths just fly into. So when I see a red carpet or I see Hollywood now, I see a big, giant, rotting, dead horse. Bloated with flies and maggots just all over it. I'm serious. And I think I'm going to just start having videos where I just show Hollywood and just dead animals. Or rotting and or starving children or buzzards eating babies in Africa. Because let me tell you, that's what it is. And it's a big, big bug zapper. So a bunch of child predators, people that prey on children can have their way. And it's the same thing in the UK. Mainstream news in the UK admits it's a national security issue. The government's run by pedophiles. And they give standing ovations in Hollywood for Roman Polanski. And you got all the other fawning people that are just reporters trying to be part of it. Because they don't have anything inward. I mean, you'll find God out on a lake in the mist in the morning or in the mountains just walking by yourself. You will find the devil in Hollywood in the mainstream system. And that is the point. Tommy Robinson, you're on fire, my friend, banned from Twitter, not deterred. What are you doing to strike back with the work you're doing against this? Because you know how it works. You've already been in prison before for speech and lost your house and everything else, but you came out stronger. First, they silence you before they try to put your butt in prison.
We've organized, basically, if I give you the last 2-3 weeks in my country, Maya Selner and Brittany Pettibone were stopped at the airport. They were held. They were put in a detention center. An American journalist was put in a British detention center.
For three days.
And then deported. Okay? And a Canadian, Lauren Southern, was held, detained under the Terrorism Act. And she was deported and banned for life because she talks about Islam. So we're seeing blasphemy laws put in through the back door. We've then seen Speaker's Corner has been taken over by hostile, aggressive, mafia-style Muslims. 300 years of free speech in our country, debate, people giving their opinions on feminism, on politics, all taken over from an Islamic ghetto cult in Speaker's Corner. Now, I'm banned off Twitter. So on the 6th of May, I'm organising a march for freedom. This is not about just my Twitter ban. This is about everything, the complete attack on our freedoms, the erosion and the end of free speech, that our rights and our freedoms are being taken away from us as we sit by idly. And once they've started, when you see the progression over the matter of weeks, think about the matter of years. Basically, we're going to criminalise speaking about Islam. We're going to remove people. So on the 6th of May, on a Sunday, we're going to meet at Speaker's Corner and we're going to march through our capital city. And Alex, I'll ask you now, if you could find time, come and fight for freedom of speech in Britain on the 6th of May. I'd love to host you. I'd love you to be able to come. I'd love you to be on the front line with us. We want everyone who values freedom, everyone who values freedom across the world. This march will be a march for freedom. We're actually going to march to Twitter's offices.
What is the date? What is the date?
It's Sunday, the 6th of May. It's bank holiday weekend in the UK. So on the Monday, everyone's off work.
I'd have It'll to put on out my Achilles surgery, but I might do it. And I don't really want the stunt of being in the news, but I know they've debated banning me. What do you want to bet that I try to fly over there for a free speech rally that they try to ban me coming into the country?
If they possibly would. If they did, then it lets the world know again what a totalitarian system we're under. It lets the world know. Everyone will see it. So again.
And by the way, I want to say this. Come back into 2 more minutes, then we're going to talk to Mark Moreno. But I don't just say this to be an Anglophile, because I'm not. I'm a humanophile. I love humanity. People think like America was at war with Britain in 1776. Everything in our revolution was an extension of the fights they had there. from Magna Carta up, and most of the Parliament supported us, and so our revolution was a British revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Tommy Robinson, we're finishing up with him, and now it's already a best-selling book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. We need to carry that. I love having all these great authors on. I have an online bookstore, and I never even make the connection to sell it, but that's how we fund the operation. But that Mark Moreno pop it in here in just a moment. We're talking to, of course, Tommy Robinson, Tommy Robinson online, dot online, and, of course, Twitter, no longer. So that's been deleted. And it's because he's smart. He's a handsome guy. He has courage. He takes on 9 Antifa guys and kicks their ass. You know, the woman that's doing his camera work, she beats up a couple of them. I mean, they're authoritarian thugs. And all of us should unify against this and say no. So in closing here, I can't believe Sweden's published a guide on how to have sex with children and telling people that Muslims are allowed to do it. I can't believe, that's up on InfoWars.com, that this is all going on, but it is. And so what do we do? Because I don't want to sit here and bash Muslims. I know that there are Muslim countries that don't do this stuff. I know there's been golden age of Muslims. I know, you know, but the radical worst forms of it are being supported. I like the Saudi Arabian prince that's trying to work with the West and meeting with rabbis and Christians and saying women are going to drive cars, they're going to go to college, they don't have to wear hijabs if they don't want to. That's good. We need a reformation in Islam. I don't want to be at war with it, but the elements that won't modernize are attacking us, and then the left that claims they're the modernist and the progressives are trying to make us submit to a monotheistic Stone Age religion that cuts women's genitals off and throws gays off buildings, and then if you criticize it, you're banned. I mean, Paul Watson has had his YouTube channel within one strike, and it's the videos criticizing them murdering gay people. And then the gay news sites attack me and say all these lies and defend Islam. It's like a cucking, or what is it?
The whole world's upside down. It's insane, isn't it? I was talking about it earlier. The whole world's upside down. It's just like, there's so many groups that put so much effort and time into attacking us. And if they just put that effort and time into attacking the real fascists, the real organisations, instead of trying to get me banned on Twitter, as we said, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, terrorist organisations, real hate, not us identifying it, but the real hate, if they tackled that, but a lot of them, see the problem, a lot of them see it as an alignment because they want to overthrow democracy, they want to overthrow the rule of law, and they see Islam as the biggest weapon to do that. So they will combine with it. It's not genuine because of anti-fascist views. It's usually to do with communism or Marxism, and they want the complete destruction of the nation. They hate the rule of law, they hate the police, and they sort of have this loose alignment, even though they hate religion. They have this loose alignment where we'll work together until we get there. Not realizing.
Well, I mean, I see the atheist arguments against these corrupt churches and some of the stuff they do. Even though I don't agree with the atheists, I agree with their critique of some out-of-control Christian groups. But then the Muslims are like 50 million light-years worse, and the Pope saying there is no hell. If he wants to be a leftist professor globalist, go ahead, but don't claim you're the Pope, man. You know, it's like he claims he's playing rock and roll, and he's playing, you know, on a tinker toy or with a xylophone. I mean, dude, you're the Pope. You're a Christian. It's just and like the lady you pointed out, who's one of the main leaders against genital mutilation, Khan calls for you to be banned, her to be banned, and then you're both banned. And all she's saying is, please speak out against genital mutilation in Islam. You're a leader. Please do it. And because that's so real, a real woman saying that, they ban her. I mean, that is crazy.
And the Pope talks about open borders. Well, you open the border, you open the gates of the Vatican. You open the walls of the Vatican. You let them come and live with you. Stop talking about letting them live with us. That's what completely winds me up. But what, you know, you were talking about Russia when we started this conversation. We've had this false flag attack in the UK where a Russian ex-spy, so an ex-traitor to Russia, has been killed in our country, and so has his daughter. And what we've seen, they say they used a Russian nerve agent. Why would Russia use a Russian nerve agent? Why don't they just stab him if they want to kill him? Why would they use something so high profile to get
someone? It's so obvious, and just like the sinking of the Manor war propaganda or Operation Himmler to start World War II, it's completely obvious they use a Russian nerve agent. They won't even say if the people are alive or dead, and now we're told we're on the edge of World War III. Oh, it's completely obvious. Absolutely. That's how you kill somebody, is a bag over their head. You come in their apartment, you kill them. You don't kill them on a park bench with nerve gas that's then fingerprinted back to you. That is ridiculous.
And then our response to that, so one man killed, our response to Russia is to expel the diplomats. ISIS.
Which, by the way, is what you do before war.
Yeah, and ISIS. ISIS blew up three times last year, four times in our country. They blow up, they murder, they make
They blow up little girls. They blow up little girls.
What was our response? Our response was to allow 450 of their fighters back, to give them houses, to give them money. And then, now, we're letting 1,000 of jihadi brides back. Yet one Russian's killed, we expel their diplomats. It's insane. How
no, because Russia is Christian.
And how no one can see it. It's like, why? If they wanted to kill him, why would they use a Russian nerve agent? Come on. Come on. And when you see it building up, and as an Englishman, I mean, I want to go to war with Russia. Why would we want to go to war with Russia? Why are you trying to maneuver and then Australia are getting involved?
By the way, war with Russia means the end of life on Earth.
And I truly believe that our Brexit, if they start a war with Russia, it will be the excuse they use that we're stronger together with the European Union.
Of course.
And we need to stay.
Well, no. Peter Sutherland, before he died, you're very astute. Did you read the BBC 2 years ago? He said, if you break up the EU, it will cause war. There will be war. They're saying, you let us have total power, we're going to start a war with Russia. And then you will. That's what they're doing, brother.
I can see it. When they start expelling diplomats, I think, well, you've expelled none of these radical jihadists. None of them. You're not one of them.
No. In fact, you're not just saying it. In the news, they say, I'm going to kill Englishmen. They go, oh, come right in. And then meanwhile, Michael Savage can't come in because he criticizes Islam. Imagine, I'm going to come back and kill you and bomb you. And then, what, like in 10 cases, they do bomb. They say, I'm coming to bomb you. Oh, well, come right through customs. My God. I tell you, it's time to start arresting the politicians. They are the traitors. They are the enemies. Go ahead. Sorry.
We've got lawyers and politicians. Politicians in Scotland. Muslim politicians. Part of the Scottish National Party. Who are having massive campaigns to bring the jihadi boys home. Yet we're stopping journalists. We're stopping radio presenters. We're stopping everyone. And yet we have the toughest border force in the world when it comes to a journalist who talks about Islam. It's absolutely insane. It's infuriating. As an Englishman looking at what's going on in our country, it's embarrassing as well. And it's embarrassing. And we're sitting here waiting for the next attack in our nation. Meanwhile, our government are trying to stop.
And again, Russia is not allied with radical Islam and is stopping it. You see the alliance that General Flynn wanted with Japan, South Korea, Russia, the U.S., Brazil, anybody else that wants to be part of free market. Meanwhile, the corrupt Pope, the radical Muslims, Hollywood, the globalists, the communist Chinese, that's who the left has chosen. They are the traitors. They are the plague. And they're not going to win, my friend. Just keep getting the word out. My parents were just over in the UK for 2 weeks. They were in Scotland and in the UK, in England. And they said people were bringing up InfoWars and you and Paul Watson and Nigel Farage and all the cabs and everywhere without them even saying it. They were like, you're from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. It happened like 4 times. My mother said, my God, you're like a rock star in England. It's not about me being a rock star. It's that England's on fire. Scotland's on fire. Tommy Robinson, we'll talk to you again. I want you to come on every couple of days. You're doing a great job, and we're trying to obviously sponsor some of the work you're doing. God bless you, Tommy, and we're going to win. The fact you've been banned from Twitter is a badge of honor.
Thank you, Alex, and we want to do a video. We've ordered, you know, the money you sent us. We're ordering all the equipment, and we'll do a video of it all together to say we're out there. We're getting these videos. You've helped us. Thank you very much.
But you noticed the money didn't have strings attached. That's how we do things. We just appreciate your work. God bless you. That's our listener's money. Okay. God bless you. All right. Mark Moreno. Thanks for holding 10 minutes. Mark Moreno, best-selling book, number one on Amazon, but you don't see it anywhere. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, Evil Personified. Stay with us. We'll be back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, ClimateDepot.com. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Now, just like I just had Ted Nugent on, or I just had Tommy Robinson on, or I have Ron Paul on, or any of these people, they're all game changers in their area, critical individuals that broke the news and were Paul Revere's, and Mark Moreno advising Congress, advising the Senate, climatedepot.com, climatehustle.org. It's him and Lord Monta. They're the ones that, without their research, their doggedness, we wouldn't be here. And they called for his arrest in France, you name it. They try to stop his films being shown. He's got his new best-selling book, Climate Change, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. We carry his film, The Climate Hustle, InfoWarsStore.com. But I know this went to like, what, number one I was reading a few weeks ago on Amazon, but no news coverage of that. Doesn't matter. We are the news. We don't need the fake New York Times and all them with their fake lists to do this. But he joins us to cover their latest assault, the globalists, to take over energy and what Trump's doing and why the economy's coming back and so much more. But I got to just bring it up to you, Mark. What do you make of Trump? And I was told this by Ted Nugent off record. He said I could talk about it today during the break. We never got to it. But he talked to POTUS and he talked to some other folks. And they're like, look, we're going to tell them, okay, we're opening your gun control. So they admit they want to ban it because that's the bills they've already got. Just give me a chance, Trump said. He did it. And now it's got Republicans 10, 15 points, you know, back up in the polls. So I'm not really Machiavellian like that. I can be, but I'm just kind of a straight shooter. I don't kind of like playing politics. But I got to say, man, Trump really is playing 4D chess.
Yes, Trump is, you know, handling this well. I get a little nervous when he starts talking about bump stocks and starts sounding, you know, a little bit appeasing. Because once you feed this beast, the gun control beast, there's no end. The same thing with the climate change. But Trump has held steady on that. And I will tell you, Alex, not only want to talk about my book today, but I want to talk to you about the parallels between this gun control movement and the climate change movement. It is unbelievable how the gun control activists are borrowing from the most successful propaganda effort in history, climate change. And I'm talking about the use of kids, indoctrinating them as young as possible, involving them in lawsuits against the government to force government action. I'm talking about the way they get funded. I'm talking about the way they bypass and want to alter the Constitution in order to get their agenda. The climate control, we'll call them, climate control activists, and the gun control activists are in complete harmony, but the gun control activists are copying a very successful strategy from the climate change activists. And Trump has been pretty solid on both.
No, I agree, and I don't like the rhetoric either. It's just that was the strategy to get them to come out and admit they want it all and what it's really about.
Yeah, he sort of drew them out, especially. And it's funny to see the mainstream media denying that the former Supreme Court justice actually said what he said, and they're still doing that. They're still saying, oh, he didn't mean that. But it's one of the greatest things we could have to turn this debate back on them. They want to
exactly. So quantify, first it was global freezing, then global warming. Now they say change. Well, everybody knows there's change. They say we're denying change. No, we're denying that humans are what controls everything and that paying Al Gore tax money is going to save us. But as you said, Marxists, communists, authoritarians, Hitler, people said, oh, don't criticize the gun marchers because they're connected to Hitler. Well, Soros was a Nazi collaborator. The youth movements are very fascistic generally or Maoistic, communistic. And so I think that's totally fair to draw those parallels. And you're right. That's what they're doing, Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. They are following the famous authoritarian model.
They absolutely are. From, and interestingly enough, They've always tried to conceal their real agenda, the same way the climate activists have as well. The climate activists, and in the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, I openly have all the documentation and the exact quotes, them saying this isn't about the climate, this isn't about environmental policy, it's about redistribution power. Of wealth, global governance, central power. The UN climate chief actually says in my book, I interviewed her, she actually says we seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different. Now, flip that over to the gun control debate. They haven't been that honest until recently, and you're right. Maybe Trump drew this out by getting them all, you know, by getting them more candid. But they try to say, oh, it's just, we just need this gun safety measure. We just need this one thing. But now we've drawn the gun control advocates into admitting they want to get rid of and completely eliminate the Second Amendment. So it's the exact same thing. They conceal their real agenda, and the real agenda is completely nothing to do with the actual issue. It's got nothing to do with the school shooting, because this is, they're using and exploiting children the same way they do in climate. They do that in the gun control debate.
Well, you're the leading expert, Sam, that advises the Senate. Quantify what the end game is. I know you know, a lot of people know, but quantifying what is their end game if they had their cake, and what is their next salvo, their next rollout?
Well, as you've been saying here, I actually traveled to the Czech Republic to interview former Czech President Václav Klaus in person. And he said, having grown up under the Soviet Eastern Bloc domination, since the fall of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc, the greatest threat we face today is what he calls ambitious environmentalism or the global warming agenda. They are going after every aspect of our lives, from dishwashers to light bulbs to transportation to our diet to our lifestyles to our home energy use to our vehicles to our sovereignty. And this is their agenda. It's the same agenda. In the book, Alex, I actually go back to the overpopulation scare, the resource scarcity scare, the global cooling scare. And I show that no matter what environmental crisis that they had, the solution was always the same, including in the 1960s and 70s. And that solution, global governance, wealth redistribution, central planning. And I go back, same solution, different environmental scare. And I show it over and over. There's no way you can look at the overwhelming evidence and assume for a minute that they're actually worried about the climate. And in the modern day thing with gun control, that they're actually worried about the safety of children. It has nothing to do with it. This is about their agenda, how they can mask it, how they can move it forward. And they are frighteningly similar, the climate change activists and the gun control activists.
Absolutely. They've already disarmed everybody else around the world except for Switzerland and the U.S. So when we talk about the global carbon tax, the system to regulate it and track it, this is their big enchilada. This is world government funding. So we blow this up, we save the planet. And Trump has delivered. And look, in only 14, 15 months in office, how the economy turned around just because they took the restraints off just a little bit. I mean, wow, I mean, that's really proof of life, proof of concept.
Well, I say one thing, Ann Coulter has been making no sense to me going around saying that Donald Trump has disappointed her XYZ. Compare Donald
she
Trump
is
to
just, She is
previous.
Just grandstanding, man. She's turned into a total, why didn't she go bite the head off chickens at the damn fair if she wants attention? She's a geek.
But someone needs to ask her a simple question. Compare her to how a President Mitt Romney would have been, John McCain. Compare him to a George W. Bush, a George H.W. Bush, or a President Dole. Where does Donald Trump fail in any aspect?
No, he's the royal flush. He's already better than Reagan. Exactly. And you know the enemy. I don't want to get, I ignored culture when I saw this crap. But, I mean, she's just pulling stunts now. You know, I mean, what's wrong with her?
She wrote the book on it, and now she's acting as though he's turned, but he hasn't. And on the climate, I have a whole chapter. First of all, I have a whole chapter, Alex, on child indoctrination, and I go through the details. It is appalling when you see. I actually feature the Weather Channel founder.
Well, I know you got to go, but do one more. Oh, he was awesome. Too bad he just died. I want to come back and talk about the founder of the Weather Channel and everything else. Man, I tell you, folks, it is. Yeah, I don't want to go off on a jag on Ann Coulter, but, man, God almighty. And look, say whatever she wants about Trump, but, you know, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. It doesn't matter. He brought it up. It's instant gratification culture. What do you people expect? Trump's not God. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's kind of narcissistic that we come into each segment, go Alex Jones. But that's how Arbitron ratings work for radio. Radio stations want you to do that. So that's kind of, this is a radio show that grew into a TV show, that grew into a TV network, that grew into the Second American Revolution. But that's why we do that. But getting serious here, the left always bill themselves as the saviors. And if you study their antecedents, their fount, their progeneration, their origination, their proto-primeval development, they come out of the Jacobins in France. And if you go read mainline history books, they were devil worshipers that wanted a 9-day work week, total enslavement, to have sex with children, basically Hollywood. And it's great to have Lord Monckton on. He's a big historian. He knows all about this, and he'll get into all of it. But that's where it goes. So you wonder, it's just about maximum power for elites. So you have free market capitalism. You have crony globalist capitalism. It's against that. You have the Democrats that have 70%+ of the wealth in Congress, but they're always trying to create this culture war and want to transfer wealth. What they want is a tax on everything you do and the surveillance of that to track and control it and then exempt themselves. Like China and India are exempt, we're not. So Trump says, that's a screw job, I'm not doing that. And Mark Moreno, who was hugely critical of Republicans, says, wow, that's really great. That alone puts Trump up there in lights. So going back to Mark Moreno, the left always bills themselves as the saviors. But if you look at the countries everybody's trying to get into, it's the places that at least have quasi-free market. And they're not one level above them. It's a whole other universe of better. And Bernie Sanders is like, I don't like the fact you can get 1,000 different doctors and 30 types of deodorant. It's confusing. My honeymoon was in the Soviet Union. That's a real quote. And you're like, wow. And he tells a bunch of idiot college students who have all these choices that the West is bad as they try to wreck it as quickly as possible. So that's their plan to have a managed economy. As you mentioned in your book, you have the documents. They admit this all. Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change one talks about that. So looking at them, they build themselves as a savior of the earth, but it's really a eugenics-based, transhumanist, post-industrial world model of feudalism, in their own words. And so, really, those of us fighting them are not trying to be saviors of the earth. We're just trying to not live in a giant, high-tech gulag. So, can you get into their ideology and get into how we're going to stop them, Mark Moreno?
Well, as the Greenpeace co-founder Patrick Moore says, who's turned against Greenpeace, it is the most anti-human ideology today, the climate agenda and modern environmental movement. In the book, I have a little notice quote from Al Gore at a Bill Gates event talking about how Africa is projected to have the hugest population explosion in the 21st century. And you know what Al Gore's solution is? Quote, ubiquitous fertility management because there's going to be too many people of color in the world. Now, the quote was ubiquitous fertility management. But we have a white, wealthy Western politician lamenting that there's going to be too many Africans. And the solution is to get rid of them with ubiquitous fertility management, unquote. This is their agenda. And this is not, you know, how does Al Gore get away with that? Can you imagine Donald Trump, the media letting him get away with saying there's going to be too many black people, too many Africans. We've got to limit their population in order to save the earth. This is their agenda. Their agenda goes, we document in the book how even in Africa where they have no running water, no electricity, they use the rivers for sewers. They burn dung and wood in their huts and they're breathing in horrible pollution. They're being denied modern cheap fossil fuel energy because the earth can't handle it. They're not allowed to make the West's mistake, the wealthy countries' mistakes. This is immoral. I interviewed Governor of California, Jerry Brown, saying the developing world in Africa and South America can't emulate the United States capitalism and prosperity.
Obama told Africa you can't have air conditioning or cars.
That's right. Unless it's done by essentially white wealthy Westerners managing it. And Obama's administration was very detrimental to Africa, prevented many coal plants from going online. I document that in the book as well.
Oh, yeah. The answer to Africa's population explosion, because it is overpopulated in some areas, is we know 1,000% from Japan to Italy to everywhere. You industrialize, population growth drops to 1.3, 1.4. We would have an African population decline instead of a giant Islamic bloom and invasion. And I'm all for there being more Africans. Just don't be foaming at the mouth Africans with knives in your teeth coming across on Soros boats to slit our throats.
Well, what's happening in Africa is you're exactly right with the development part. They, when they get development, their population would stabilize and ultimately decline. And the only reason some European countries is all the influx of immigration, but it is amazing what development and prosperity does to human beings. It cleans up the environment. That's the perverse thing. Fossil fuels actually clean up. Exactly. It cleans up your rivers. It cleans up your air. They don't mention that. The other thing they do, they make all these scary predictions to bring everyone in. And I document how Paul Ehrlich, the 1960s overpopulation, He was compared to, quote, just like Hitler by contemporaries in the 1960s. He wanted to put sterilization agents in the water.
Sure, that's what I'm getting at, is that the left goes and weaponizes Africa and makes them hate the West. Then Soros opens it up, lets Islam and with Obama grow and take over Africa, and then use the giant blooming population to then come in to, quote, conquer Europe in a race-based system instead of everybody just working together. This is the most diabolical evil, and really that's what it is. Bill Gates, Al Gore, the globalists are, you know, the Democrats are the maddest they've been at Trump right now since slavery ended. I mean, that's really true. They're the ones. And it's true. They're just race-based because they're cold-blooded. And how do we get the average leftist to understand how they've been conned?
Well, that's part of the thing. Now, what I try to do in the book is I feature left-wing scientists who are committed environmentalists. I feature scientists who voted for Al Gore, think he's a smart man, would vote for Al Gore for president again, but they're appalled at his science presentation. They're appalled to what they see as global warming hijacking real environmental issues like clean air, clean water, cleaning up areas. They think that global warming is one of the most anti-environmental issues, and I try to profile these politically left-wing scientists in order to make it okay for other left-wing activists to realize the error of their ways. I feature United Nations scientists who turned against the UN and openly admit, and this is one of the funny things in the book, Alex, they actually, behind the scenes in the UN, talk about, will make the next report so alarming the world will have to act. They talk about how they have to get rid of the medieval warm period because if they acknowledge it, then they can't explain current warmth because we had a medieval warm period 800 years ago simply because we didn't, and we had a medieval warm period without benefit of coal plants and SUVs. So they talk openly about altering the data. I go through all of this in the book. So even left-wing activists, the hope is not that they're going to change their ways, but that they'll abandon the climate movement as they abandon the overpopulation movement, the global cooling movement, the Amazon deforestation movement, the resource scarcity movement. All the previous environmental scares have eventually been abandoned because they were scientifically untenable, and we're reaching that tipping point with global warming.
Well, Mark Moreno, we know the collectivists want to manage and control humanity. It's what they crave. Free market libertarians, we just crave turning humanity loose. And history's replete. I mean, as you know, in Venezuela, they long ago ate their dogs and cats. Now it's cannibalism, and the government won't let you say thousands die a week from starvation. I just look at the average college students, and I'm not trying to be mean. They look like they've been beat upside the head with a lobotomy scalpel, and I just don't know what we're going to do because there's something about dumb people. They hate civilization. They hate electricity. They hate the light. They see it as like a threat. So they try to pull it down and then starve to death. And they're so dumb, they don't know why they starve to death.
Yeah, and we have a collegiate organization called Collegiates for Constructive Tomorrow. And we've noticed just in the last 5 years, college kids coming up have been so indoctrinated in this agenda of the climate change and environmental that they are now, you know, different from college kids 5 years ago. I mean, it's working from kindergarten through college when you start this indoctrination. And I feature Leonardo DiCaprio in the book saying you got to get kids young. And Al Gore's producer, Lori David, we want you to grow up to be activists. They're succeeding, Alex, and we're losing this whole generation. As witness,
that's right. Well, that's what Islam says. You got to get the kids young. All right. And Sadiq Khan doesn't want to stop genital mutilation. In fact, you can get banned off Twitter if you criticize it. It's a sacrament of the left. Thank you, Mark Moreno. Thank you so much. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, everybody that listens knows that I don't like to say, hey, this is coming up, then build it up. I tend to just get right to it. And we've got so much news we haven't even gotten to. But the Ted Nugent thing, I've met Ted, known Ted. He's been on for 16, 17 years. Love what he does. But I went out to his house. His wife's so cool. The natural light in his house is so great. We're over there like 2.5 hours. And then we spent like 3 weeks putting this video together. It's like an hour and a half long. And I set the meetings. And then, you know, 10 a.m. it'll launch. It'll be on InfoWars. We'll have the video. We can promote it to everybody. We'll play excerpts on the show. We'll have Ted Nugent on. Then it wasn't kind of ready last week. So I said, oh, let's just move it to next week. But I'm not mad at anybody. It's these patterns. Because the bigger the production, the more it airs on Friday. Or the more it just never gets ready, and then we always post it like 5, and no one Twitters it, or no one Facebooks it. It's like the bigger and more important, it's like just it's thrown to the side. Not this time. Because I realized that it wasn't done for uploading everything, which is fine. It's fine. Because here's the deal. I'll do something at my house and it gets a million views. I do some big Ted Nugent production and, you know, and it gets 500,000 views. And he comes on the show, it gets 2 million views. It's like you never know. But it's important video, so I want to build it up. And then I realized, I said, okay, move it to tomorrow now so we'll air on the show and upload it so I can say it's on the site and everybody can tweet it and Facebook it. And I went, oh, my God, I just did it to myself again Friday, the dead zone. So we're going to air it next week. I'm going to call Ted as he's waiting to hear it and wants to see it. And I'm going to say, oh, sorry, we decided to push it to next week to get even more promotion. But I think a meteor may hit the office before that happens. I'm serious. I mean, I don't think we could air that sucker and have it on the website at 7 a.m. and promote it and have it and do it. I don't think we can, because I've noticed that if something had time and energy put into it, trash can that sucker. But my son goes, I want to come up and challenge Hog. And boom, we don't think about it. Goes right out, viral everywhere, you know, total victory. So I'm just trying to figure out it's like some theory I've got about interspatial dimensional fields or something where if you care about something and you do a bunch of work on it, it can't air. And then no one works together. And then no one communicates. And that's why I've just got a gun live. Because gunning it out live on radio and TV and forcing people into the clock and forcing into that live stream is everything. Because then you get victory. Then you get what's real. Then you're on air. Then you talk to people. Then you can jam it down the globalist throats. Instead of diddling and pouring and schmickle grooving and whatever you want to call it. It's just crazy. So crazy. It's coordination. And the globalists are coordinated. If we get coordinated and don't just talk on our phones or tweet or, you know, sit there, like everybody's like talking constantly, but not actually coordinating. If we coordinate as free peoples and start realizing that we're in a war, we're going to win. If we don't, we're screwed. So that's it. Sometime, maybe, hey, 3 weeks from now, I'm going to air the Ted News. You know that sound. And I'm going to air it on a Wednesday. And that's the way it's going to be now. All right, there you go. Thank you. Okay, anyways, getting back to what I was saying here, we have a Doug Hagman coming up with a whole ton of stuff to talk about and things to break down. And I've got a bunch of other news on the huge Russia situation that I haven't even hit yet. Just briefly, we've got the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in. It has a 95 rating on the curcuminin scale. The average competitor has a 3%. Yes, it's basically something in it. And InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's now back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric product is now back in. We have the best-selling product, Brain Force Plus Nootropic, for 50% off. So is the Real Red Pill. We have the Challenge pack, where the two are together, with 50% off and free shipping on top of that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, I butchered this earlier myself, a big mistake I made. This is linked up on DrudgeReport.com. If you're a radio listener and you want to see it, it's on the lower right-hand side. This is my son had the idea 2 nights ago to challenge Hog to a debate. And here is my son's amazing breakdown. And I did not coach this. I gave him a few ideas, but and a few of my ideas are in there, but I'm really proud of my 15-year-old son. People don't believe he's 15. You saw him in person. He's already bigger than I am. No, he's 15, and I'm really proud of him. So here is Rex Jones challenging George Soros' pitch man, David Hogg, to a debate.
Hello, Mr. Hogg. My name is Rex Jones, and I want to make a public statement about you claiming to speak for my generation about guns.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe, and to that we say, no more.
Hogg, you claim that the establishment is shaking in its boots in fear of you. No, they love you. They love gun control. They've wanted this for years.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
Here's the legislation that you supported in Georgia, the last assault weapons ban Democrats in your state pushed. And I'm quoting from the legislation right here. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity magazine, armor-piercing bullet, or incendiary 50 caliber bullet. Shall seize and take possession of.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people to thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
It is admitted they want to disarm the American people, just as they have done with so many corrupt regimes in the past. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. Do you think those places, do you think those corrupt leaders allowed their citizens to have guns? Do you think that the Jews were able to protect themselves when Hitler put them in concentration camps? No, they were disarmed, and that's why they were enslaved. Hogg, you're a public figure, and you call my dad a piece of SHI you-know-what, and you say all kinds of other horrible things. You've challenged him to a debate and then backed out of it. The fact is, you and your fellow students have been handpicked by the mainstream media to misrepresent the American people and make it look like the average young American teen wants to have their First and Second Amendment taken away. Many people in your name, such as CNN, have called for my father to be banned off YouTube and claim that it's bullying to say that it's authoritarianism to repeal the Second Amendment. Mainstream media uses you as a child human shield so that you can go out and make outrageous statements without anyone being allowed to rebut you without being labeled a bully. The truth is, Mr. Hogg, that George Soros and the groups funding your anti-gun march are a clear and present danger to this country and draw clear parallels to Nazi Germany and the authoritarian regimes of the past. Well, David Hogg, here we are. We're at the Peace Officers Memorial in downtown Austin. These brave men and women took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The sheriff in your state did too, but he didn't protect y'all. He stayed outside while the massacre happened. And you like to blame that on guns? I say we shouldn't blame that on guns. We should blame that on the sheriff that failed to act. But no, you make apologies for him. You said that going down a barrel of an AR-15 is dangerous, and you understood why he was scared. Going down the barrel of an AR-15 is that man's job. And for you to make apologies for him is absolutely disgusting. The veterans who died in the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812, they died to protect this country from the British. They died to protect their civil rights in World War II and World War I. American soldiers went across the globe to protect our freedoms. You say that those freedoms are obsolete, that no one needs a weapon of war. Were you taught in school, David Hogg, about how our country was founded? Were you taught in school that at Lexington and Concord, the British came for our firearms and our weapons, and we said no? And we defended our country with all of our might and strength. And that's how we became the most free, the most prosperous, and the most successful nation on earth to the date. Do you know how that happened? Brave men and women, like the men and women behind me, stood up and they said, no, we will not submit to tyranny. And that is what you are doing. You are submitting to tyranny. You are begging to have the rights that our forefathers fought for stripped away. You say, yes, please take my rights. I say, no. You're not going to take my rights. Well, I'm 15 years old, Mr. Hogg, and I don't need talking points or a little teleprompter behind my CNN interview screen to get my point across. I'm backed up by statistics and facts. You are backed up by falsities and lies. Mr. Hogg, my dad publicly invited you to come on his show and debate him. You shied away and crawled back under your rock. I, Rex Jones, would like to publicly challenge you to debate me. Name the time, name the place, name the venue. I will do.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection.